Welcome to the Grind is Ugly podcast. I am your humble, gracious, loving host, Kyle Allen. And this is the TGIU podcast. This is the Grind is Ugly podcast. This is your favorite podcast. So I was driving down the street. We're going to jump right into it as we always do. I was driving down the street. I think I was headed up the mountain or headed down the mountain, whatever it is. Or not. I don't remember when it happened, but it happened. And one of the semis, a rock fell from their truck and cracked my windshield. And so there's a little baby crack on my windshield. At the time, it was like way smaller than a penny, smaller than a pebble. And now as I've watched it, I need to take it in. And I know that. But I've watched it and it's gotten a little bigger. Not a much bigger, but just a little bigger, right? And oftentimes on something that comes to an end, or the beginning. Like, how do I put this? In the beginning, it can be very small, like insignificant to the common eye, to the normal mind, to the normal human being that has to wake up and go and do this and get this ready, move here, go there, make this plan, do this, that little crack is insignificant to the totality of your day, morning, shoot, your hour sometimes. But then on the completion of something, that crack is as large as the windshield. Like, in the beginning, was the end. If it goes unchecked, if you don't get it solved, if you don't handle your business, right? And sometimes you try to book it. It's booked out 6 months, 3 months, 2 months. Because, again, if you have certain cars, every situation, every relationship, every friendship, every encounter is different. Certain cars, you're not taking your windshield to safe flight. They don't have the type that you need. You have to wait for the one that you want, the one that is custom to your vehicle. Everybody can't just go to safe flight. You see what I'm saying? So it's like we are all in this sphere, this world together. Everybody that you come in contact with, it's almost to the point where what you're seeing, that is not the person. Lord knows when you're at work, you're not going to be, you know. James Baldwin and Nikki Giovanni have this conversation, and she says to him, like, why do you come home and you're whatever towards me, but you smile all day for them? He's like, bro, it's basically, that's what I got to do. And she was like, well, lie to me like you lie to them. And that conversation always, it's so much more nuanced than, unfortunately, present day has made it. They've made it into something very simple, simplistic. But there's so much nuance to that conversation. James Baldwin, Nikki Giovanni. If you haven't seen it, Google it. They're having one of the best conversations between a man and a woman of all time. Two of the most prominent black figures at the time. Two of the most educated. And by educated, I don't just mean by the university, but just educated, right? I don't know what university MLK came from, but I know who Martin Luther King is. I don't know what university some of our great black leaders got and were a part of, but I know that they're in my history book. We have got to also get away from judging someone's intellectual capabilities or capacity to what they have accomplished academically. When anyone has been to college, got their bachelor's or higher education, you know it has nothing to do with your intelligence. It has to do with, do you know how to do school? And one would say it takes intelligence to figure that out. But I would just say you put someone in that environment long enough and they have a will and a want to do and learn, you can be cultivated to becoming a academic go-getter, where you just keep staying in school and achieving that way, because it's guaranteed success if you do it a certain way than it is to go outside and see if what you just did applies to anything outside of that. I know people that are going to be in school for the next 100 years because that's guaranteed success, because they know that system. But they, if you look at what they do outside of that, it's not that extraordinary. Why? It's because that there's risk. There's not guaranteed success outside. You step outside of your home, it ain't guaranteed if you make it back. It ain't guaranteed if you make it to work. Nothing's guaranteed. And I just think if we don't take care of the cracks when they're insignificant, by the time we go, oh God, I gotta fix this crack, the whole thing needs to be replaced. You've wasted too much time. Or you let other things distract you from the main thing. So this is a quick blurb of when you feel the crack, when you felt the crack, don't wait 3-4 years to tell the person you felt the crack. Don't your boss offended you. Don't wait until you done told somebody else how much, don't wait. Address it now. Why? Because what are you really waiting for? You're waiting on, you're basing it off guarantee. I'll do it tomorrow. And yes, obviously, enough people peddle that type of jargon I just said without being real too. We all think we're going to live another day. I just took a breath. I think I'm going to take another breath, right? I don't think about breathing. I know I'm going to take another breath until I'm no longer breathing. You see what I mean? We take everything for granted. We take everything and everyone for granted, even when we don't want to. Why? Because one would say that's just the reality of who we are as humans, based on the definitions of what taking for granted means by our standards. I often think, and this might be getting way too in the weeds, the definitions we have dictate what we believe and what we think and how we act. But we came up with most of those definitions. And if the person that came up with those definitions were imperfect to start, why are we basing I'm unlovable? And then you look at what unlovable means, and that's a definition. The person that came up with that definition might be unlovable, and that's why that was what they described it feeling inside of them. But that not, you know what I mean? That might not be the definition we should use for everyone, but we use definitions for everyone. If that makes sense, and again, that can be fake deep, but I don't think it is. We base things off of unrealistic expectations. And when you do that, you're caught in a perpetual state of sadness, anger, and feeling like you're never meeting the mark, because the mark is more individualistic than it is general. There are general rules that apply. You spit in somebody's face, you can prepare for war. You can prepare for a problem, right? But while I'm saying that, some people like being spit in the face. You see what I'm like? It's like making these general statements that we often make nonstop, it just is making our world a worse place. Everything isn't general. Everybody doesn't think the same. And the more we walk every day believing and we're guaranteeing ourselves we're going to live another day. Yeah, I talk to them crazy, but we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. I'll get it done later. I'll get it done later. I'll get it done later. I'll call tomorrow. I'll call tomorrow. I'll call tomorrow. That turns into months and years. When I was trying to lose weight, one of the tricks I would tell myself is I'll start tomorrow. I'll end you with that. I'm going to go eat this triple layer nacho Dorito Bell Taco Natto Bell Dado. I'm going to eat all that now. I'm gonna go eat these bacon, egg, and sausage. And then there's bacon, egg, and cheese. Jeez. Bacon, egg, and cheese, sausage, egg, and cheese. And a pecan waffle and a sweet tea or a Coke. I'm gonna eat this tonight at two in the morning. But tomorrow I'm gonna work out. But then tomorrow comes. And you just keep that motion going. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. Because you believe tomorrow's coming. But I'm here to tell you there's no guarantees. Let me be as clear as possible. There are no guarantees. Your next breath is not a guarantee. When you drive home today, it's not a guarantee you'll make it to your destination. There are no guarantees. Act accordingly. Thank you for listening to Grind Is Ugly podcast. I am your beautiful, gracious, loving host, Kyle Allen.